John Meisner strolls into Greeley Antique Shop, Lincoln Park Emporium, and right away, a display of postcards near the counter catches his eye.
These are amazing because you never see, this is like new old stock. So they're perfect. It's like they just came from the printer.
The cards, which are placed next to some boxes of candy, depict Colorado tourist spots such as Red Rocks. They're all from Denver's Sanborn Souvenir Company. The cost? 25 cents a piece.
Which is a very fair price, and it just shows you postcards right now are tough to sell.
But not all of them. These are from Bill Sanborn and were shot in the 1960s and 70s. Now, a postcard by his father, Harold Sanborn.
That can be a $100 or a $200 card.
Why so much for what is essentially just a piece of paper? Harold Sanborn started the Sanborn Souvenir Company out of downtown Denver in the 1920s. For the next 40 years, the commercial photographer traveled throughout Colorado and Wyoming, taking pictures of local places of note, anything he thought might make a marketable postcard. Now Meisner goes from town to town, scouring antique shops and flea markets on the hunt for Sanborn postcards. And most of the time, he comes up empty-handed.
Most of these are chromes or printed or lithographs, but there are some very interesting real photo postcards in here.
Thanks to careful notes still kept by the current owner of the Sanborn Souvenir Company, no relation to Harold, Meisner knows that over his career, Sanborn shot more than 10,000 different views for his real photo postcards.
We know how many he produced, but we don't know the views.
To prevent his photos from appearing dated and keep them commercially viable, Sanborn took photos without people or vehicles in them.
But the problem is they look somewhat lifeless and somewhat flat.
But that's not what Meisner and many other collectors throughout Colorado and the country are interested in. It's the connection to local history.
He made an attempt to go into every town and city in Colorado and Wyoming and take their civic buildings, their churches, their courthouses, their post offices, but also their smaller businesses. So their restaurants, their cottage courts, their gas stations.
Which is why Meisner helped found the Estes Park Archives, a group of armchair archaeologists working to curate a collection of memorabilia from the town's past, everything from photographs to phone books. Since Sanborn shot a large percentage of his work here, his postcards have become a focal point for the group.
Yes, it might be something common. Yes, it might be Long's Peak. And we have plenty of pictures of Long's Peak. But it may be a business that existed in the Big Thompson Canyon. Or it may be a cottage that was in Glenhaven. That this is the only picture we're ever going to have of it.
But after 10 years of searching around the country, they've only found 60% of Sanborn's postcards from the area. Now they're reaching out to the community for help.
We spread the word. We let people know, here's what we're interested in. If you've got postcards, even if they're not Sanborns, we're very interested in looking at them. We're active buyers of them.
They've spent into the six figures obtaining the collection so far. Eventually, they'll sell the duplicates and create a book on the postcards, along with a digital archive so that anyone can see the cards online. About two-thirds of the way through the box in front of him, John Meisner gets a smile on his face.
Here's a Sanborn.
It's an image of Echo Lake looking out towards Mount Evans. The card is from 1928, but it's a printed card, what those in the business call a linen card.
I'm actually going to set that aside because I may end up buying that.
It's not one of the real photo postcards he's looking for, although it is very collectible. But behind it all, Meisner says what he really hopes is to inspire other citizen historians like himself.
And I think that benefits everyone. I think the more that we learn and the more that we share, the more that we understand our past, which helps us kind of understand where we're going.
In the end, Meisner did end up buying that postcard.
Okay, your total is going to be $642. Okay.
One more Sanborn for the collection, helping to mark a moment in Colorado history. Stacy Nick, KUNC.